It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. It's time for us to enjoy a little time talking about the outdoors. I have an awesome show set up for you today. Today's show is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. Your website up there is youngswildernesscamp.com. Here's a phone number for you, 807-484-2930. You know, folks, I spent a little time last week turkey hunting. The turkeys are gobbling. The eastern turkey season's open right now for any of you that might get out. I talked to our buddy Mike Ford up on the Rio Rojo Ranch last week, and the eastern birds have been gobbling 2 or 3 weeks. So turkey season's off to a good start. You know, today's show is a special show. We had Bill Dance on last week, you know, but Perry Anyuk is with us. Now, Perry owns a fishing and hunting lodge. It's called Young's Wilderness Camp up in Canada, in Ontario, Canada, on a place that I have never visited, but a place that I've heard about all my life. It's Lake of the Woods. I've been in airports, on bow hunting trips up in North Dakota, and no kidding, I visited with guys that just got back. They probably were at Young's Wilderness Camp, but telling me how good the walleye fishing was. Well, Perry is going to tell us all about fishing up there at his camp, what it's like if you're planning a trip to maybe go, an exciting getaway this summer. I'm looking into it pretty hard myself. Perry, are you with us this morning, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And Lake of the Woods, that is not only the place, but the name since I was a kid. It's one of these called a bucket list. It's on my bucket list to go there. Fishing, summer fishing up there from everybody I've ever talked to is awesome, Perry. And I guess that's just the way it is.
Yeah, Lake of the Woods is actually, it's world famous. I mean, I have people from European countries that come and fish with me on Lake of the Woods. It's got 8 different species of fish on this one body of water. You got crappies, you got perch, you got the walleyes, northern, smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, and the elusive muskie. So we have a lot of species of fish in this one body of water. In our area alone where we're situated, we're located on a 5.5-acre island on Lake of the Woods. We're a boat in. You have to boat to our place. It's a 5-minute boat ride from our mainland, and it brings you to our 5.5-acre island. We're in a major spawning area, so a lot of shallow. So in the springtime, we have all these species of fish right in our back door. Numbers, I mean, if you want to catch pike in the springtime, you're looking at 100 pike a day, walleyes, 100 a day. This is just the norm here. I've owned this for 21 years, and I've only seen an increase in fishing in the last 20 years because of the conservation that we put in place years ago. So as far as the fishing goes, you just have to figure out which species you want to catch on which day, because There's a lot to do here when it comes to the fishing part of it.
Well, the northern pike, I guess during the spawn now, and you'll have to understand, Perry. I've never been there, so I've just heard and read. I'm making plans to get up there. But the average, do you catch the big ones? Is it pretty common to catch the big ones during the spawn?
Yeah, we have, they have a slot size that they put in about 15 years ago that you couldn't keep any pike between 27.5 and 36 inches. So during that time, those pike, they've gotten up over into the 43, 44-inch range that we're catching a lot of those fish up in that 40-inch range. And that's just, on the northern pike. So, and lots of them. Most people they practice conservation, so if they catch a fish over that 36-inch limit, they usually release it. So we have a lot of that 40-inch-plus pike right in our backyard.
Now, are big, bright spinner baits or big, noisy topwaters, are those baits that you target to pike with?
Well, the number one bait in our area is actually the spinner bait because, like I said earlier, we're in a major spawning area with a lot of shallows and miles of weed bed. So the spinner bait is your number one bait. Chartreuse, white, and fire tagger. And usually we're throwing about 3/8 ounce with bait casters.
So it's not, you know, it's not really that much difference than fishing for bass on one of our big lakes down in Texas or Oklahoma. You know, I mean, that's kind of what you'd gear up for.
Yeah, pretty much, Luke. In the end of May till about the middle of June, the weed growth is just starting to emerge, and a lot of people will use crankbaits and rattle traps to catch them northern pike because the weed beds are a little, they're just starting to come up. But the problem is using those baits is now you got six hooks and you boat a fish and he's got a bunch of teeth and you got to be real careful. I prefer the spinner bait personally because I only have to contend with one hook. But those crankbaits and even the topwaters, they work really, really well in the early spring. But like I said, you're contending with a toothy critter, and now you got to get six hooks out of his mouth.
You know, Perry, a strong toothy critter at that, too. We catch the, they're called chain pickerel, down in Texas, and they do not get big. A 5-pounder is a monster pickerel. They look just like a pike, you know.
They're exactly the same, but they're just a
smaller version. They have the chain. The reason they're called chain pickerel is the chain formation on their sides. But those things, I've caught them up to 3 or 4 pounds, and they're a much, much stronger fish than we're accustomed to catching down here. So I can imagine, you know, a 12 or 15 or bigger northern pike, how strong that fish is. So the pike fishing, most of the people coming up to stay with you, Perry, there at Young's Wilderness Camp, do they, you go up there, you're going to want to spend a few days. Do they usually fish like, 5 days or is there a set time?
No, they usually come up for five days of fishing. When you're coming a distance, you don't want to just come for one or 2 days, especially if the weather should change, you get a cold front in. So people usually like to fish for 5 days, 5-6 days, you know. And you were talking earlier about them northern pike, you know, they're really a lot of fun to catch because there's just so many of them. And the thing is, you know, you can be in the boat in the springtime and you can close your eyes and just cast anywhere and you'll catch pike. You know, it's not like fishing bass and your weed growth. You know, yes, you have to drop your lure in a specific place. Here, you just cast, and you're going to catch pike. You know, the funny thing is, you know, you're not paying attention. You're reeling it in. You're looking at the beautiful scenery, and the fish will hit right at the boat. I mean, you're pulling your lure right out of the water, and that fish is jumping up to get it, and it scares a lot of people.
Oh, man. Well, that's one of the fish that I most definitely want to target when I come up there. Now, walleye. Will the walleye be spawning, you know, in the spring and early summer the same times? I guess they will.
Yeah, the pike are usually spawning the first, and then the walleyes. They'll be in our area spawning in the shallows. A lot of times we'll just target them with a jig and minnow.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out where they are. And sometimes they're in the shallows. You can use some crankbaits on them, but the little deeper water in some areas, the pockets, that's where we're going to target our walleyes. And the bait of choice is a jig and a live minnow.
And as far as eating goes, I love crappie. I think up in your part of the country, you talk about it, you refer to them in plural, crappies.
Right.
But I love, we down here in Texas, we love crappies.
Yeah.
And they're good eating. But I have had fresh walleye. And my goodness, I don't know. That's a toss-up. I love fish. I love catfish and everything. But those walleye are primo, aren't they?
Yeah. That is your number one eating fish is the walleyes. They're just second to none. I mean, you know, that you come out fishing here and you catch those walleyes, and we prepare a shore lunch. You get a guide, and he'll take you out, and you'll catch a bunch of walleyes. Then he'll, noontime, he'll pull up on the bank, he'll build the fire, and he'll cook those fresh walleyes for you right in front of you. I mean, it's an experience that you'll never forget. That's one of the top experiences when you come up to Lake of the Woods, is having fresh fish at shore lunch.
Oh, my goodness. And the fact that it's fresh walleye, that's... Folks, we're visiting with Mr. Perry Anyuk. Now, Perry owns the Young's Wilderness Camp up in Ontario, Canada, on Lake of the Woods. I know if you're like me, if you're listening to us, maybe online anywhere, but if you're from Texas or the Southwest, Dallas and all that, the region, you know, you've read about Lake of the Woods. I know you have. I've heard about it all my life, and we've got the guy on the line that's got the place to go. So that's, and bass fishing. I mean, I cannot imagine going up there, and I could not stay away from the walleye and the pike. I love to bass fish, but I get to do plenty of that. But you have largemouth and smallmouth, right?
Yes, we do, Luke. You know, our biggest population is the smallmouth. And during the spawn time, like we're in the spawning area, it's nothing to catch 100 smallmouth a day. Can you imagine?
Well, I cannot imagine.
The average, you know, 2-3 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, now, my goodness.
You know, topwater bite is real good in the evening. But, yeah, our smallmouth bass in here is unbelievable. We have a lot of rubble rock shoreline, which attracts them. You know, the bass is number one food that they eat is the crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
And the rocks hold a lot of crayfish, and that attracts a lot of bass. You know, the thing about fishing bass is you're fishing shoreline for smallies, but you never know what you're going to catch. You can catch smallies. You might catch a muskie or a pike. It's just one of those lakes that there's, you know, 8 different species of fish. You never know what you're going to catch when you're throwing for smallies with those smaller baits.
You bet. Perry, you know, we're almost out of time, but people are planning a vacation up there with you. They can learn about you at Young's Wilderness Camp, Youngs Wilderness Camp.com, correct?
That is correct.
Now, they could fly in if they were to... They could drive, but if they were to fly, where would be a good place to fly into?
They would fly to International Falls, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we have a taxi service that would bring them to our camp, and that is an hour and a half drive. So from the airport to our camp is an hour and a half to get to our place.
Well, I know it's going to be on the destination for a lot of people that want a really something different, and the north country up there like that is just, it allures most people from the south and southwest. It's just something about being up there. Now, we'll talk again about hunting. I know there's some monster whitetails up there too, and I've talked to people that's hunted them up there, Perry. So maybe we'll get you back on our public radio show here on KETR, and we'll talk about some hunting next. How about that?
I would appreciate that. That would be great to talk a little bit about some hunts.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed being with you. I know our show today is a little bit different than talking about catching largemouth bass or hunting wild hogs here in Texas, but it is time to plan vacations, and I know a lot of people will be interested in hearing about it. So thank you very much, Perry, and what do you say you get back with us before too much longer?
Well, thank you very much, Luke. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Folks, thanks very much for joining me today, and I look forward to getting back with you next week with some more hunting and fishing talk. Today's show was underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp. That's Young's, Youngs, wildernesscamp.com, 807-484-2930.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.